I'm talking a little bit of the shita, the figure of Pasuk Baruch Adayt and Echad and Nesim and Neshecha. And we'll go to Martin if he's going to talk about the minutes. The first shita of Shita Rashi, he learns the figure is like the Gersh Shul Chaneinu, that it was Pasuk Adayt and Neshecha. Pasuk Baruch Adayt and Neshecha, which means he said, Alakinu Melech HaOilam, Das, Nesei, Shachani, Mizvar, that he thought it was Shecha, and then after you said Alakinu Melech HaOilam, you realize that it really is Chamna, and you ended off with Rebbe. The challenge is, do we go Basar, the Iker Bracha, which is Alakinu Melech HaOilam, or do we go Basar the Chassimah, which is Break Rebbe. The Kesef Mishnah and Hamas Gishma learned that this is the way that the Rambam goes also. He also learned that Rashi is probably in a Daito. And in fact, the Rishayin one Rashi, two Kashas basically. First of all, in fact, Rosh Hashim the Rai that we never find that Kavani is Megarei in this song. First of all, we hold Pashas, we hold Mitzvah, the Intir of Kavani. And Kavachayim over here, that you're Mechav the Shum Bracha Sheboilu. So what's the difference that your Kavani when you said Alkeinu Melech HaOilu was for the wrong Bracha? So what? Why is that Megarei? So it's written, the Rishayin already say that in the Chanam, that this is Intir of Kavani, but over here, either you have Mitzvah for something else, which is Megarei, or you, the way that the Rashbam, the remaining example of the Rashbam, is that here you have Kavani Afucha. It's Kavani that you don't want to be. If the one you don't want to be, then I can be at the Kineged Baal Karfi. See, I have to see the Zechach Mashlimu, Be'ez Hashem, Amdoyis the Shulchan Aruch, Sim Tzamach, Be'ez Hashem will get to it this week. He doubts whether or not he can be Yitzay, he actually wants to come out, he could be Yitzay, even Baal Karfi. But that's Pasha Tzad Hashem Go, that Baal Karfi, you're not going to be Yitzay. That's the first Kasha. The second Kasha is that the Rishayin asked him Rashi, the Rosh himself asked, after he brings down the Ravid, he asked him Rashi, he says that we see from the Hemshech HaGemara that we're not talking about a diaper. The Hemshech HaGemara is talking about Yitzhar of Arav Hashif, and then you switch to Ma'ariv HaRavim, or the other way around, Ma'ariv HaRavim Yitzhar. So you start saying the Bracha, and then you switch to the next Bracha. So we see, if the Hemshech HaGemara is talking about that you actually said the Bracha, so the first part of the Bracha, the first Hemshech HaGemara, when he said, Shachani Yitzhar, Rip Yagofen, he's also talking about he said them both. You actually said Shachani Yitzhar, or you said Rip Yagofen. It's not just that you had Kavana when you said Alakinu Melech HaOilam. Midas Rashi, the Madani Melech is ready with Tarek, he says, in a Hanami, you're right. But it's a kosher king. You could say that the Gemara is talking about the Nehemshah, the Gemara Yitzhar, or it's not talking about that you said it at Daito. You might actually said it out, but it's a kosher king. If, when you actually said it out, still the Gemara says that we go back to the Chasimah and you're Yitzhar. For sure, if you didn't say it out, for sure we can go back to the Chasimah and you're Yitzhar. It's a kosher king. Hi, the Shabbat is the why the Rashi Taka say it. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says when he gets to the second case, he says, Pasuk Yitzhar, Kalayman, Adaita Dalim Yitzhar. He doesn't learn the Gemara from Shuta. He's Matziki, Kalayman, it's not Kachuta. He has to say it's talking about Adaita. Shabbat is why? According to the Madan and Allah, you don't have to be going like that. You can be saying that it's talking about a case that you actually said it. And even though it's a Kalshki, Madak, if you said it out and you were Chayzer, we go Basra Chasimah. For sure, if you didn't say it out, we go Basra Chasimah. So if you look at the Rajabah, the Rajabah brings out Shittas Rashi, he goes with Shittas Rashi, he says in a Hanami, the three Shittas Rashi, a Shigrat Talishna, Shigrat Talishna, Kilo, he didn't have to say it. Since he had to say it in the first case, he said it in the second case. Why do you have to say it in the first case? Because the first case is the Bracha Ketar, the Birchat Anen. And there is no Psicha in Chasima. All you have is a Chasima. Psicha is doing Chasimasa. So therefore, you can't see that you said, Shachoni Bizvar, Break Rabbah, because you already finished the bracha once you say half of the bracha. The whole shalom gemara of psicha v'sima is when you have a psicha v'sima. Let's say in case of yitzhar, you start off saying one thing, and then at the end you have a baruch atah Hashem yitzhar ma'aretz. There, the more the shalom could be, you go bust the psicha or you go bust the v'sima. Masha'in came in a bracha v'sima where there is a psicha v'sima. The whole psicha v'sima is just a case where you say where your kavana was baruch atah Hashem v'kinim alach ha'ilam. Your kavana was for one thing, and that's the psicha, and the v'sima is what you actually said at the end. Meduyik, it's pretty mahur that Lefidus, that the Rajma holds that we go Basar just Basar Chasimah. He says, and that's how the Rebbein quotes the Rajma, that in Shittas Rashi, the whole Shara of the Gemara is the go Basar Psicha or Chasimah. That means, if you said, Baruch Adam Hashem, Mekinu Malach Adam, Asher Yitvar, Mara, Barod, Mechom, Hashem, Hashem, you said the entire thing, and just at the end you said, Baruch Adam Hashem, Yitzar, Mara, you get it. If you go Basar Chasimah, you get it. You don't have to say any part from the Baruch Adam Hashem, till the second Baruch Adam Hashem, you don't have to say anything of the right Bracha. Once you have a Chasimah, you go back to the Chasimah. That's it. The whole reason in the beginning, in the first case, was that I had a shikha, is because you don't have a psicha and a ksima. You can rectify with your ksima, you can rectify with the psicha. The whole psicha is just what you had in mind when you said, Al-Kinim Allah Ha'ilam, and the ksima is when you said, what you actually said, Rape Yardah. What would be the case when you said, Barakat Hashem, Al-Kinim Allah Ha'ilam, Shatani Madhwar, Rape Yardah? Or Rape Yardah and Shatani, make that. Rape Yardah and Shatani Madhwar. That wouldn't work. According to Rav, that's not, that wouldn't work. Once you're at the end of your bracha, that's it. It's finished. Can't be crazy. The shayla is, why doesn't that work? What happened that it didn't affect the Yidin? Even in Jesus Rashi, why was it so much for Rashi that in the case where you said, break your agafah and shakani mezvar, it doesn't work? Why didn't you just say, take the deeper if you need your You're crazy from what you said, break your agafah, and then you're back to the same shayla. You go bust the kingdom of Allah, you know, or you go bust the same thing, what you said. That's the first shita and the first shita. The second shita is the shita tarif that we have in the Fanenu, which is also the shita of the rabbi, the way the rush comes down. He learns that's not the shita. We don't care about your kavana b'chlal, it doesn't make a difference. It's only, he said, Baruch Atah Hashem Lekinu Melech Ha'olam, Bereif Yadavet Shachan Yivetzorim. So we say, we go back to the psicha, Bereif Yadavet, but it's Tim Shachan Yivetzorim. Factor in shita, what do you mean? What's the shita b'chlal? Why do we say Tarki Dei Zibur? Because Zibur don't. Why is this any different than anywhere else? Of course, he said Brei Priyad Vafen, Shachan Yizvar. You're chayz before he said Brei Priyad Vafen. And you have your regular Shachan Yizvar. Why does it work? Why is it any different? And this here is really the difference between the Shita Rashi and the Shita Zerif. When you say them both that, when you say both of them together, can you be chayz when you have, is there a Shavu Zmar or a Pala or not? The Razzle, that's the Shayla, he said, if somebody said in Aseret Mechuv, Baruch Atah Hashem, HaKel HaKadosh, the Tzirchi Dizibur, he says, HaNel HaKadosh. Does that work or not? He says, the Chayla is telling him, if you learn like the Gurion, like this Rift, like this Rite, he says, in Economics. Since that's the Bayah of the Gemara, when you say them both out, and the Rift passes the Kulo, we call the Kulo, you're going to be it. He says, Fishin is Rashi, Razzle is Tzatan, and Shin is Rashi, go just Basar Hasimo. Or he said, when I, just with the Chassima, in this case, you were chayzim already, and you said, HaKel HaKadosh, you can't be chayzim. The whole Shabbat mark only when you said, Baruch Atah Hashem, you just had Kavana when you said the Shem Hashem. And then you said the correct thing when you actually said the Bracha. So you said, Baruch Atah Hashem, Al-Das to say, HaKel HaKadosh, and then you said, HaMel HaKadosh. And when you actually say, HaKel HaKadosh, you're not going to be... Oh, we'll get to that in a second. And just whatever you might. So come to Simon Rashi, Simon on the Rif, we have sure what happens in the third season. The third season is the Shitas Harif, the way that the Ramban brings down to yourself, Shitas the Ramban of Muhammad, and he says that when you said Shakani, Brave Yardof and Shakani with Vari, that's partial that you are yourself. You just make the Bishwakam. You might this, you said it, because Brahma was very Priyagof, and you said also Shakani with Vari. The whole Shayla Zwar is when he said Bracha Da Hashem Lekinu Melech Ha'olam, Shachal Ni Vizvari, which was the right Bracha, and then he said at the end, Bracha Da. The Shayla is, like we asked before, why is it any different? L'chair, what happened in the Zayt Zibur? Why do you have to tell me that when he said Bracha Da Hashem, Shachal Ni Vizvari, that you're Yaitse because you just Moise Bishwakim, why do you have to say that? Why do you have to say that? Same thing, Zibra, Zibra Dhamma. In Echanami, you weren't meant to be you said something that's not in the game of Kuala to the Bracha. You said, pray for your God, you're still Shachar. But you said Shachar and Gizar right away. You were crazy for what you said. He said, when you say, pray for your God and Shachar and Gizar, you're supposed to say Shachar. It's Pasha that that works. Why? You just wasted and it goes above the Shachar. He said, pray for your God, he's very free of God, and he's also Shachar and Gizar. Shayla, why didn't you have to say, because you wasted Shachar? Even if you said, what's the difference that you said? I love cheering you. Might be required to say because you were. And the Shayla, the way that he learns the Shayla of the Gemara is that you said Shachon Yim Yizvari, and then you said Bei Priya Gafen. Why is that a Shayla? Once again, why is that a Shayla? You were choizer from what you said Shachon Yim Yizvari, and you said Bei Priya Gafen, and you ruined your Bracha. What happened if you didn't say anything to you? The Rav asks on this Shita, he says, it's a very wonderful Shita. He says, Kum Tais Lachidus Rif Kirsa, that if you put the Bei Priya Gafen, if you were Masik in the middle of your Bracha, you're supposed to say Shachon. And you said, Bei Priya Gafen, Shachon Yim Yizvari. Then it's Pasha Tim that it works. I got the Yimaisa in the middle of the Bracha. Vashayigin, if you said Shachon Yim Yizvari, and you're supposed to say Shachon Yim Yizvari, and then you added on Bei Priya Gafen at the end, after you already finished it, then that's the Bayah of the Gemara, maybe you're not Yisa. He says, Ipcha Mitzara. If you're mafsik in the middle of the bracha, it should be pashut that you, or the chol v'chol v'bayin in the Gemara, whether or not you eat them. Hashem, if you already finished your bracha, you said bracha Hashem begin in malachalam shatim mizvorim. That's what you're supposed to say. What's the difference what you say at then? It might be you finished your bracha already. Why is it fakir? Point to the rift. That's when you have the shalom Gemara, when you already finished your bracha. Mashenkin, when you're mafsik in the middle, then when you're mafsik in the middle, that's pashut that you're eating. So it seems that the just from the Zharan Kafa, it seems that he understood Pashat. He says, once you're ready, you ate it from your brother, you said Shachar and Mizvar, what's the difference what you put at the end? Break back off. It seems Pashat to him that you can't be Khoiz Tech Zibra. You said Shachar and Mizvar, and you said right away break back off. I don't know if you made a mistake. You thought you were supposed to say break back off, and really you're supposed to say Shachar. So why would you Khoiz? So then they say Zibra Gidib down in the fire passion Khazar from what you said before him. So you were Khoiz to be Makalpa. Zirki Tech Zibra, you were Makalpa. The Shachar and Mizvar. And you say break bracha. Why is the question that I ask? That once you finish your bracha, then you're finished. What do you mean? Because they were offended. So convinced that whichever sheet that you're going to learn, this is by eye so deep that what happened to the whole dinner? Take the dibur kedibur. So the Rashi Yosef really asks this kasha. He asks this kasha on the second shot. He says on the second shot that learns that the shalom gemara is when he said break bracha and shakon yivizvar. Do we go bust the break bracha and do we go bust the shakon yivizvar? He says what happened to the dinner? Take the dibur kedibur. And the fact that you have different kavanim and you said, you know, my lacharim, that's only your machshava. And this sheet is going for that. We don't care about your machshava. Dr. Prima Gazim, he says that in a chanami, hagam that they hold that machshava, we don't care about your machshava, as long as you're machalim for bracha, that's enough. That's dafko when you have, the whole theory was dafko between the alakinu melech ha'olam and what you said at the end. So we say, like the case of Rashi, said, Alkinu Melech Ha'olam, thinking about Sheikha, and then he said, Rishra Gochen. There they said, we don't care about what you said, what you had in mind. Why? Because you're Machavah for a Bracha. What's the difference what your Bracha was? Dr. Sheikha, however, when you said it out, you said, Baruch Atah Hashem, Alkinu Melech Ha'olam, Bereis Ria Gochen, you're Megala with your Dibur, what your Machshava was. He says, that's a Sacher. That's much worse. Once you're Megala with your Dibur, what your Machshava is, so then it's a Sira Mamash of what you said. So even if you're going to be chayzer, you're magalim machshava. So even if you're going to be chayzer with your shachar and mizvar from your bracha gafen, so it's kibur as you said at the end of the day, baruch atah Hashem, kinu melech ha'olam, shachar and mizvar, because you were chayzer from your bracha gafen. But now would you magal already what your machshava was? So you magal the machshava when you said baruch atah Hashem was machshava for the wrong thing. There it's much worse. There it's gonna. It's not. You can't just say he's machav l'shul bracha shabayim. That's when we don't know what your bracha, what your kavanah was. Therefore we say, yeah, as long as you're machav. When you spoke out your kavanah was, that's much worse. Then you can't just say you're machavin l'shem bracha she'olam. We saw that you're machavin for the wrong thing. Shmei l'tayim d'nim is not going to help. The Gesvara is a little bit schwer, like something that was Meir. At the end of the day, the mice you weren't, the mice don't care about your machshava. What's the difference? Once you tell them that it could be choyz, when I say break your gafen shachan b'dvarim, so I'm choyz with my break your gafen when I say shachan b'dvarim. So what's the difference? What I was magala my machshava when he said Baruch Adonai Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. So what? At the end of the day, I don't care about your machshava. But your machshava was for the wrong thing. So what? For the mic, you were chayshav for a bracha. What's the difference? And also another nikud is that lachar comes out to be this, that the shayla of Rashi and the shayla of the Rishonim is very very similar. The world learning in the shayla is: do we go back to your machshava at the beginning, or do we go back to what you said at the end? Just according to Rashi, all you said was break your adopt. Do we go back to Mashava the Kidam Allah Ha'ilam, or you said break your adopt? Mashenkin, according to Rishayim, you said break your adopt and Shachal Nevizvar. So you were Choyzer from what you said break your adopt. And now Mashal is, do you go back to your Mashava, which you're Megala, or do you go back to your Hebrew, what you said at the end? So why did Rashi learn that? Why can Rashi be Maskim that was also Shachal Nevizvar? Why is the question to Rashi that the only Shachal Nevizvar is, that's when you didn't say anything? You weren't chayzer from anything. You had kavana for one thing, and you said something else. But when you were chayzer teichid in dibur, like we asked earlier before, when you were chayzer teichid in dibur, and you said break your agafen, shachar in mizvar, there we don't have a shayla. Why not? We should have the same shayla. You're chayzer from what you said, break your agafen, and the shayla is, you go bust your machshava, or you go bust the dibur that you said it then. So just to be mazur a little bit, the whole inner teichid in dibur, the makor for this halacha of teichid in dibur, the gemara in the Nedarim, Tezayin, and the gemara in Baba Vata, Kuf Kaf Kaf Kaf. The gemara says, comes out at the end, V'hol Kuf Kaf 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 Those are four different cases. We say here the zebra to zebra though. The Gemara actually says it, even if it's not for the case of zebra b'chol. The Gemara says that somebody is kereya al meis. Somebody fainted. And he thought that he died. So he writes kereya on the meis. And then takes the zebra. He found out that's really the guy, and it's really the guy that didn't die. Takes the zebra, he died. The Gemara says that he takes the zebra, he ate it. In other words, like on that time, it's in a zebra before. The guy died within taking the zebra of the kriya. He gets within a kriya. Where is the makar of the zim before? So if you look at the Ran is Malzber. He says, when a person does something, he says something, he doesn't know with the Gemara that very often people say something, and then as soon as it comes out of the mouth, he kicks himself right into it. That's the term. He says when a person says something, very often he says it without being, always he says really, without Gemara that. When he does something, he's always without Gemara that. And he's always having Kavana that he still has an extra second to be heard. Except for these three things. Avalan, these cases of Megadish and Shechavim and Shechavim and Megadish, Kivim the Tamir Shkuliyari, Ina the Moise Sam Elabat, Sama Gemurah. Mishimahati, Chazar, and Motech, and Jibril and Mahan. So these things, a person's not going to do it without having complete Tatsa. So Ramela, if you did it, there's no such thing as Chazar, and Jibril and Mahan. You obviously did it with Ingrid Shah. You can't stop the education from something. It's only once, since we say that you don't have a Gemara and Gemara Saf, what you said, so you're allowed to be chesed in what you said. Mashenkin, if Kokam, you know you have the Gemara Saf, there's no such thing as being chesed. The Ram brings down the different chat, he says, we're used to the Rebbeinu Moshe Bar Nachman, who brings down the Rebbeinu Saf, he says that chesed is Yibur, can Yibur Dami, Takantu, who's the Sikhan Rabbana. The whole thing is not in the right of Bechal. All it is in the Rabbana. Why? Mishantama, the Kiyach Nega, Kokoga, Bar Rabbah, Shukhulikul, and Shalom, the Hushim is the same of Omin Bar Nachman. He says that the whole thing is to come to come. If a guy is going to go to the show, he says, yeah, I want to buy this. And then his Rebbe passes by right then, and he says, oh, show like a Rebbe. So he has no chance to be heard to add on to what he wanted to say. So the guy is going to be stuck with what he said. In a case where his Rebbe passes by, therefore they always gave you that leeway of Tehle Yibur. And Hushim is the same. Once we massacred it in this place, they massacred it all over. That you always have a din of Tehle Yibur, no matter what the case is. Except for these four cases. This is the whole thing of the Takanas Chacham. On the mail, these four cases. It says you don't have this limit. In fact, there, Le'nichali, if he bets in Masa, Naka, Dabam, and Atari, Le'oil, and Kum, Esai, and Adarim, Halavani, Kadam, Masa. He says, where do you find such a thing? Where do you find that something's in Michal, Midarai, and Tema, and Adarim, this case in Adarim, and Tech, and Adibur, you could be Oikarit with what you said. Her is ready, Chal, Midarai, and it's a path of Tech, and Adibur, Kadibur, Dami, to be oikar something which is called the Nidareka. So the feed around is not fair. The feed around is not the Nidareka. Mashenkin, according to the Rebbeinu Tam, the whole thing is the Nidareka. So what's that? That Chazal was oikar something which was already called. So that is, once you said it, it's called. Typically, you will later. You can be makar. What's that? Yeah, but the Sheva Tafa, not the Oh, okay. You have to be mechalik for each one to see, figure out why you're going to say it when you're there to be Eichem Kumeh. That's it. That's a good reason. Someone's going to be in the show because they're going to be more. That's why Hushman is saying to everyone. Once you have a good reason, so Hushman is saying to be Eichem Kumeh, that's it. It's not a good reason by this day. It's a life look there, Abana, to be Eichem Kumeh. To make a life look to be Eichem Kumeh, which is not together. That's first of all, yeah, okay. That's a loy plug for me. It's a roy bchalal to say that you're going to be something which is not b'etam doesn't pass over here. That's kind of a roy. Sure enough, b'chera to be mad about it. Maybe the shita of the Rebbe Tam get an hour to you. The Frank Fisher Claire, what's the chance of taking the zebra gediva dum? Really brought that earlier, he just filled it away. He says, is the pshat that the zebra can do dummy? That it's a chazar, it works kilu like shayla ben adarim, and if somebody's sherev on his nether, so it's oikir meikar, technically he was also, you're oikir what you said before him, kilaz if you didn't say it. Or is it like hafar benadar? You're not oikir, it's only mikalam haba. Mikalam haba, we don't reckon with what you said. But we're never oikir what you said on rafa. Kilu, it's not considered a hafzik. We don't look at that which you said to be taken as so much makam that it's chal. Chal forever. It's kilo not happy at what you said, and you're still talking, and you're still allowed to be mazur at what you said before. Mazur at what you said before. So if you look at the Ramban, that Ramban is a round quote. So he brings down, besides the Rebbeinu Tam, he brings down another chat from the Rav of Bezin. The lesson that he says is, he says, we're about to see this Mishnah today. The Mishnah says in the beginning of the second paragraph, that if somebody's laying Shema, Shel Pnei HaKadosh, Be'emta, says, if somebody's in the middle of laying Shema, Be'emta Shel Pnei HaYiru. That when somebody's laying Shema, he's allowed to say, he's allowed to be Shel, B'Shel and his Rebbe, somebody from Pnei HaYir, which the Rishonim seem to learn, is a mother, a father, or a Rebbe. So if you're laying Shema, you're allowed to stop in the middle of Bimatik to say, Shel Melech Rebbe, it's not considered Heftik in the Shema. So the Mamela, the Chazal said everywhere, the Bikur Shema Shel Vatei Ayiro, so therefore Tiknu Shalei Hefzik B'Shem Dover. Since we see it's not considered Hefzik when you get Krishma, it's not considered Hefzik B'Shem Dover. In Bazei, we can say, it seems from the Lashon of the Rishonim, that the Vart is not that it's a Chazar B'Chal. Tiknu Shalei Hefzik B'Shem Dover. All it is not that it's not considered a Hefzik. It's not that you were a Chuzim. If you understand, the Ram understood that the whole Vart is that it's a Chazar. The meal was already Chal, and you're being Chuzim. The Rambam says, you understand that the whole din is a din d'aretz, so you might be chayim. Maybe you have to remain a time. If you're learning the whole din is a din d'rabbanim, so then midaretz is already chal. So how can you be chayim, a din d'rabbanim, be chayim on that which is already chal, midaretz? Mashiachim, if you learn like the, if you understand the remain a time, like the next chapter in Rambam is down, the whole part is just that it's not considered hefzik. You're never chayim, you never oikir what you said before. It's just that we reckon it that it's not considered hefzik. The idea that it's kilu, your statement is not finished until everything is said. And this, the 3 seconds, the 3 words that you have in the middle, that's not considered a hefzik. But not that you was chal and then you're being oikir. It's not chal until you finish. Still kilu, the lashon of the ritva in the dam is adayim rakshim tisvase. It says like your lips are still moving. Kilu, you're still talking. It's not chal until after taking the ibur. It's not a chazal. It's never chal midaraisa for you to be oikir. The chazal and the sakin that it's until you finish your three, until you finish your taking a deeper, the whole thing wasn't enough. So you never be going to anything.
Why?
What? Because there's a because of the kind of or because of the din of Shema, which isn't considered happening. We see this Muslim, but again, the Shema, it's not considered happening in the middle, so therefore they said everyone. It's not going to be considered happening. That means they're happening. That wouldn't be considered happening. That means we still see you talking. The fact that you said something else, we don't see that as Gemara Dover until you finish talking. And that's in this Muslim is very refers to the Rishonim. The Mordechai says at the beginning of the Dying Fisher brings it down. It's really actually the Nishma Sadam of the bottom of Chayon and brings it down also. It's Mordechai. Mordechai is the beginning of the Sefer Tainus. He says that somebody says, Mashma Ruach Amir Ageshem in the Kayak, the Klala. So go everywhere. You scream at him. So Shabbat is talking about the Shach, and talking about somebody else. The Shach, go everywhere, but you scream at him, but he goes back to him. He's not Chazan. It's just because the Kvar Kilo, he's already Makal. The Kalal, the Klala, as I mentioned, Mashma Ruach Amir Ageshem in the middle of the summer. Kvar Kilo, what could you do about it? The fact that Madani Melet, Frank Dalla Hoki Dalla Mapa, he says, what do you mean, what can you do about it? That's the Nineveh, they do it. Take the Dibur. What do you mean? Take the Dibur. It's Dibur. That means that you're supposed to go back with me and say Marat HaKal and you'll be talking what you said. Chazar, what you said. So Dain Fisher is Pasha. It's Mavur and then Mordechai. They didn't understand this is such a thing of Mutzah goes take the Dibur to Dibur. And Mamela, once you already said it, he actually spells it back. When he spells back the cleric, which is a shout in the Mishnah Berurah in Talmud, is when a person says the same Talmud as Rav in the middle of the summer, and then take the Dibur, he says the same Rav. Does that work or not? If you understand it's the Chazara, so then, like this Madani Melech is saying, you were choyzer from what you said to St. Alamat al-Ibrahim. Kilo, if you didn't say it, you weren't Makali, you said the same Ibrahim. Mashenkin, if it's not a Chazara, it's just that if we don't consider it a Hefnik, in other words, we don't reckon with that what you said, what you weren't supposed to say, as if you said it. So Mela, you remind you, you're Makali. You said it. You should have to start over at the beginning of the Ibrahim. The beginning of the Ibrahim. It's too late. You're ready to go. It's time to do that. You can't be chayiv to take a big deeper. You ready to set it. Remember, that's this machlokes between the Mordechai and the Madani Melech. Mordechai says, go in, boy, you're 2 minutes, don't do this again. Because it's too late. It's finished. You're ready to set it. There's nothing to do about it. Mashiach and the Madani Melech, you understand? No, take the deeper, it's a chazan. The first, take the deeper. He says, what do you mean? Time alone, take the deeper, can even though it's chazan. Remember, Mordechai didn't know that. Eba Zay, you could look back to our studio. If you look at the Ramban that we mentioned, the Ramban says, when he said, break your agav and shakam, you've been drawing. He says, you're mighty bishvachim. What do you mean you might the Bishwachim? Just say you. And therefore it's not a Khan and you might the Rabbi Agav and you said Shachar and Mizvar. What do you mean? Why do you have to say you might the Bishwachim? Say you Shachar and Mizvar. Chazar, what do you say Rabbi Agav? It's just because it's not a Chazar. It's just what you're saying. It's not hectic. You might the Bishwachim. It's not as if you said anything wrong. Why do you have to come on to might the Bishwachim? We'll see it in a second. And if you look at the Lashon of the Rabbi Yoino, he says at the end of the day, he brings down the Rambam. And he says, even though I don't like the Rambam's pshat, in the Gemara, he says that halacha is true. He says, if you said, Im Omar Ladan Yani, Baruch Atah Hashem, the King of Malach HaOlam, Bravery Agafen, Shachar Yudvar. He said them both, Yotah. Echein B'Yetar, Kosa B'Shachar, Baruch Atah Hashem, Ma'ar Vav, Yetar Amaris, Yotah. V'loi Nechush La'Aftapa. He says, we're not going to be Choshish La'Aftapa. What's this lesson, V'loi Nechush La'Aftapa? What do you mean, Leinish La'Aftapa? The word is that we're going to say Nechein, you're going to be with them. And you're crazy before you said. You're going to say that you're going to be yoyte. That means say that you're going to be dummy. And you're crazy before you said before. It's not a lay nefesh la'asaka. You were crazy before you said. That's not the Mishnah Gemara understanding. That's what Tehri Dibur is doing over here. Tehri Dibur is not a chazar before you said before. Tehri Dibur is a din that it's not considered that mamash kachuta, like it says in Kurit. Lay nefesh la'asaka. We don't recognize that happening. And the meaning is going to be yoyte. So Mamila, that's the whole challenge. It's Kamar over here. When you said Baruch Atah Hashem and Ashi, why did you learn it? If you say break your agav and shafi, it doesn't work. What do you mean? You had a chazar, it's in Hebrew. That's how it says, you weren't chayzer. The whole part is that we don't recognize it to be a hefzer. But when it comes to bracha, it comes out that it is a problem, a hefzer. So the Mishnah brings down a sefer Ma'aseh in the Talmud. It says, of course, the Shari Shuvah says that if you say one word in a bracha, which is not in the bracha, you're mastic. So in a chanami, if you don't understand that it's chazara, so then you are chayzer from what you said beforehand. So it's not kibbutz if you said any word in the bracha, which is not, which like it did. Masha Inkin, if we just read it as kibbutz and black and hefnik, in other words, we don't see your bracha as being finished, so that all works in all over Shas, that all works. When it comes to a bracha though, a ber zanenim, you're not going to be mafia between the Shem Hashem and the bracha and your achilu, or whatever it is, the Maisa Mitzvah. There, anything, it's not the question that we can say, that's the whole Shalai Gemara. Or if you ask the question that it doesn't work, if you the Rishayim, that's the Shalai Gemara. If you the Rambam, you're just moist with your Rukhasai. Because when it comes to Abraha, the Shalai, let's say, comes to the Rishayim, that they learn great paragraph of Shalai Gemara. Maybe in Abraha, it's not enough that it's not considered an ethnic. You said something which is Shalai in Abraha, and then it doesn't work. On that, the Rambam said, no, even that's not a Shalai, because you're just moist with Rishayim. It's not considered shleiming in a bracha. You just made the bishvachim. No, you can't just be made the bishvachim. Sounds like in the middle of a bracha. And Rashi says it's bracha. It doesn't work. When it comes to bracha, you can't say anything. The meila comes next to be this, but even within that, the whole nekuda of teich tzibur b'chal. You know, maybe that comes in a reshitif, saying that it's chazar and just you weren't chayzer from your tzibur, weren't chayzer from machshava. You're magali your machshava. See this? The whole sugya of teich tzibur doesn't really apply over here. If you understand that teich tzibur is not a chazar. And it's just not considered happening. Then when it comes to bracha, you have a whole different guy. It's not enough that it's not considered happening. That's the first figure of Tech Di Dibur. The second figure that we had over here, really, Maskin, Shusun, Shari, Balele. So it's a little bit not Mahur and Rishayna Maklal, what happened over here in the play scheme. Maskin, Shusun, Shari, Balele. Some of the Mishnah is that you're Maskin, Shusun, Shari, Balele. And then the Gemara brings the Mishnah brings the Machlokes to him in Zevin the Chacham. The Rambam in the Maskei Shema for Agala Halacha Beis, he brings it down. His lesson is Mitzvah Laski Vayenu Balayla Shnei Al Matizkir Kintiz Mitzvah Kol Yemei Chayachom. He says you have a chiv to pass things like the summer of the Mishnah, like Ben Zerima. They have a chiv to pass things like the Tzayim Balayla Tosso. The Chesh Mishnah says, what's the Pshat? You have a chiv to pass things like the Tzayim Balayla Tosso. He says because we saw beforehand that there's Machlokes between Rav Yehoshua and Rav Yeshua Ben Levi. Whether or not if you say Gula Tula at night. So is the Iker Gula at night? Is the Iker Gula, they both must have the Iker Gula was during the day. Shailu was, you go bust to the, what's not the Iker Gula which was at night. According to Rabbi Yechon, you have to bless the Eker Gula. Even though it's not the Eker Gula, your mouth is not the Gula, it's the Eker Gula. Mashiach is according to Mishu Ben Levi. You only bless the Eker Gula, which is very good. So Zok there, since it was a Gula night also, we see the Muslim that it was a Gula night, so Rabbi Yechon will have to use this in turn of Levi. The Shagatari is my Chriach, that we pass on like Ben Zayman, and I like the Chum, from the stomach of the Gemara. I got that there's no... The Gemara doesn't pass it over here, but the stomach of Gemara says that Yidal Rav Abay, that if somebody skips parashas of Vayomer, it seems that in Marovah, they would skip the whole parashas of Vayomer. The Gemara is, Vavoy Latsui, it's the time. The Gemara says, the stomach of the Gemara says, what do you mean, you have to be Masri, it's the time. It's not Mechal between day and night. You have to be Masri, it's the time. Nope, it's actually talking about night. So first, talking about night, and even though the Gemara asks, you have to be Masri, it's the time. So we see the passage of the Gemara, you have to mask this term a little. The reason why we possibly can say it, or not like the Chacham over here, okay, we'll see this Kesef Mishnah that we said before, and it's very good. Kesef Mishnah said before, because since there was a Gula at night, so what? Well, we see that we possibly can be a Chanon. When you get to Smichas Gula Tfilo, so we reckon with the Gula at night, and then once we see that we possibly can that, and you get to Smichas Gula Tfilo, and get to the Amir, Kesef Mishnah. So Mimela, when he gets to Maskini Sisa Tremba, let us also, we should say the same thing. Once we're reckoning with the Gula at night, to be the same as Gula Tzvilo, we're reckoning with the Yatsi Maskir also. Kenzai, that's a Makar. But after this Gemara, the Shagatai reads as a Raya, it's not Mukhach that we pass in that it's a Daraya. It's not Mukhach that we pass in Ben Zem and Mukhach. Because the Razzar brings down the Raya, and he says that the whole Machlaikis between Ben Zem and the Chachomim is only on a Daraya Nikol level. Midr Albanon, even the Chacham or Maskim, they have to be Maskim since the time of the whole Machlekes Benzemila is a Chit, Tishat Yom, it is Brahim Leiris, Ashad Arsh Benzemila, which just, I couldn't find the Drasha to be Machrich and Midr Aitra. Midr Albanon, even the Chacham or Maskim, they have a Chit, Maskim since the time of the day. Eva Zeh, you say that that's why the Gemara was saying over here, really we pass against Hanan to Chacham. And even so, the Gemara says, well, boy, that's three since the time, because even if you're the Chacham, Midr Albanon, you have a Chit, Maskim since the time. Not such a Ran. And the truth is that some of the Mishnah is mashmak this Raya. The Mishnah says, Maskini Tis the Tzarim Balei. Kilo as if, that's Ongenumim. And then we bring down the Machlaikis. And we don't pass it either way. And not only that, we never said, like Chom never said that we're not Maskini Tis the Tzarim. Chom ain't Maskini Tis the Tzarim Balei. They never said that. Says the Tzach, it's the Shtukh Mashma, like this Raya. Kulyam is Maskini, it's Ongenumim that you say he's Maskini Tis the Tzarim Balei. The Shaila is Izumi Darachi Darabam. They dash out of Pasik. Chacham said no. Told his love, you might Mashiach. But in the Chacham, the Rabbanan Rebbe is masking to the Iker Allah. Pirush Mishnah, he doesn't pass to like anybody. See, this is very good because in the Chacham, both the Chacham and Ben Zayim are masking the Yerachim and the Rabbanan Rebbe. But the big difference between whether you're Yerachim and the Rabbanan is first of all if you have a selfie whether or not you said it, and second of all is our Noshim Chayim in this mitzvah. If you hold that you're chayav either right side by day, side by night, and you pass them like Ben Zeimo, come to Eishes Mitzvah say, Pashen Shein of my girl. Get up for a minute. Mashen Kin, if you hold that you're not chayav at night, then, alright, woman. Not chayav at night, then there's only a chiv during the day. Eishes Mitzvah my girl. But the truth is, like we saw already, the Kesef Mishnah says, we saw before, the Kesef Mishnah says, B'dat Rambam, that the mitzvah of the Midaraita, Kriyashma the whole day. The Chacham Ramazakin, Dr. Chazar Ramazakin, Dr. Zilgum Ashuri. In fact, the Magan Avram, we saw in Simon Ur Chesh, the Magan Avram, the Taz, they both have. They both ask on him, the Father of Her, that's not the Mashmoyt of the Joshua. But the Magan Avram is Mashmoyt, he says, if you're going to tell me that it's a Chiv the whole day, come tell you that Kriyashma is a good day, Shabbat, she has man grama, she ain't has man grama, and the Mela, Nashim should be Chai. And you know that Nashim should be Chai. So, because you're chayav, tie during the day, tie night. So it's meduyik, first of all, like we mentioned once before, meduyik that he understands the machlokes rishonim between the Rambam and the Ramban, whether or not kriyashma during the day and the night is one mitzvah or two mitzvahs. The Rambam learns that it's one mitzvah. If the one mitzvah, chayav to do during the day and during the night. Mashiach and the Ramban learns, he counts it as two separate mitzvahs. One during the day and one during the night. The Magen Avraham, obviously, if you understand that it's a mitzvah say she'ein as man grama, he obviously understands that it's only one mitzvah. It's two mitzvahs. There's one mitzvah during the day and one mitzvah at night. There's no shadow of the law. So obviously, because you understood like the Rambam, Like the Rambam that it's only one mitzvah. And the mitzvah encompasses two things. Achiv to say during the day. Achiv to say during the day. The Mela, but there's a day, there's one go. According to the, there's no time there, you're not Mechuyiv. According to the Kesef Mishnah, you're Mechuyiv the whole day. And the Achiv at night is the entire night. The Shagatari asks the Bhagavad Gita, says no Shagatari. He says, the fact that you're Mechuyiv during the day, the entire day, and Mechuyiv during the night, the entire night, doesn't make any sense to say Shaina's mind going. He says, because the Chiv of the day is only for the day, and the Chiv of the day and night is only for the night. You can't say that the night is Chiv during the day, and the day is Chiv that night. It's two separate Chiv. He says, I'll bring you around now, and see if the time. Let's give you some time by Leila. He says, according to the Smogon Avram, the Pasuk Ben Zema, there's a chiv during the day, and it's not limited to any time, it's any time during the day, and you chiv at night also, not limited to any time. Entire day, entire night, you have a chiv, from outside, you can start. So the Mara that Ibi Shumha, that's not showing the Magan Avram. And the Magan Avram, the Ayin says, that woman of Rachoy, because of the mitzvotation, Shein is Zangrom. But she taught me, in the Chanam, it's like there, the mitzvotation, Shein is Zangrom. And the male, the woman, Rabbi Chuyus, Moses, Maske, she was talking about it. So Mechir, come tell us that the Machwek, you see the Magan Avram, the Shagatari, is, how do you first say, a mitzvotation, Shein is Zangrom? Mitzvotation, Zangrom, mitzvotation, Shein is Zangrom. The Shagatari understood that a mitzvotation, Zangrom, means that there's a Zman Miyuchud. And mitzvotation, Shein is, let's say, Sukkah, there's a Zman Miyuchud on Sukkah, Tevalu. But Shein can mitzvah Shein as Zman Gavra means that there's no Zman which is Miyuchad for. But the Shagatari, Kriyashma, you see the time, there is a Zman Miyuchad. The day is Miyuchad for the day, and the night is Miyuchad for the night. That's not considered mitzvah Shein as Zman Gavra. But Shein can the Magan Gavra say, that's not what Shein mitzvah Shein as Zman Gavra. Mitzvah Shein as Zman Gavra means that there's no time that you're not Machoyim in the mitzvah. Kol Kama that I have a mitzvah, that there's no time that you're not Machoyim in it, that's mitzvah Shein as Zman Gavra. I said that there's two different cubes. You can't be into your night during the day and the day during the night. But the mindset, you're mechuyev that all 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, you're mechuyev. That's the mitzvah. That's not good. Maybe you're mechuyev. Maybe they the same machlokes they have in the gate of tefillah, and the minigay, cemetery, something else, maybe. But that's the same nekuda. Is there any? Is there a time that you're not mechuyev, or is it telling? Is it Zman Miyuchad? The Mishnah Berurah happens to be brings down both shittos. He brings down the Smogon Avram and he brings down the Shagatai Sari. It's not Machia. I think I saw from Rabbi Yasha that he said that women are Machia, not Machia, it's
not Machia.
Is it not Machia?
I mean, the definition
of that yet, no? No, but it's not that one. In the Quran, Kriyashma, for sure. When it comes to it's not Machia, then Zichra, I have never heard words, Zichra, the meaning is not to be, women are not Machia, it's not Machia. And it's Balele, even if they're doubting Kriyashma during the day, but I mean, Pashas Dominican by woman is not
that
way.
There's
nothing wrong with it. I asked if you can be right here for what you say. Kriyash Malamita, Kola Machalish is something in Tzayim and Yashim Alecha. I thought it was cute, but you didn't think so. Yeah, you can say. You can just say. And you're Shem Lekeich, I'm sure it's in Tzayim and Yashim Alecha. But he says the Dominican language is not to Hagam that. I mean, I don't know if you can say that it's something that I said. It's there's other shittas also that hold the kinds and the women are mechuyim. We'll see. Beis Hashem can get to some eyes. The Tzimur Chazal has done that. They're not mechuyim in their eyes. They're mechuyim in their abanim. Okay. Beis Hashem will get to them. That's that nekuda. It's one other nekuda, but it gets to this thing is that the Achrayim will ask. What happens that nobody's minded it as one of the meaning of it? Hagam the Rambam says that not a Rambam, but also there. But what happens over here? They're not minding with the minyan mitzvah. The Rambam, who Gufa says, mitzvah la'asur ben yimu ba'layla, shemel ma'asim, he's not minding with one of the mitzvahs. He's only minding the mitzvah that you have by Chiyuv Pesach. So, all that's about Chayim, the Tzachah, the Gag, Menchav Chinuch, the Pirmei Gadol wants to say now, in his Psicha, Tehachas Kriyishma, he says, that this is, the Tzchiru of Yom HaTzitzchor is the Tzchiru Balei. Mashenkin, the Vigat Lubincha of Pesach is a God of the Pesach. There you have to say that man. So he says, Mamir, the Rambam holds, you don't have to say it out, as long as you're Zeich believe, that's enough. Just come back to be this, that the Sheikh Zechir, the Pashan Zechir to be Mamir Sheikh Zechir every single day. Mansiskir is the Zechir in time. It's the Sheikh Tafta Shemakir Kabachir. Just us, Hashem, the capital of Mary. All these things, the Chorah, is the Chiyuv Zechir.
Pluto.
Yeah, 100% is Mitzvah. Because the Kolam of 100%, not that it's not considered Mitzvah, the same way that Avram over here, they have, there's Kol HaKoreh LaAvram, Avram is Oiv V'Esen, or Oiv V'Lav, but everybody asks, why we don't find anybody that's Moinah in the Minyan of Mitzvah? What happened? I want to say, so they have all their Kolam for why you're Moinah. Maybe because it was given before Matan Torah, so the things that were given before Matan Torah, the Moinah is 613. On 613, that specific guidelines, what were Moinah for 613? But there's inside Mitzvahs which are not included. So the Mela, this is one of them, something which is belayed, says the people of God, it's not Moinah, it's a Minyan of Mitzvah. Hadam is supposed to say there. But the fetus, the prima donna, the kum teik, Bez Hashem will see, this week, the Magen Avraham says in Siman Samach, he says that in Avarabba, we mention all the Sheish Zechirus. And he goes to the Bimaz, where how they're all included in that. And one of them says, we say, Lahoydeh Lecha, Lechen Lecha Be'Ava, he says, Lahoydeh Lecha is Hapel Yivra, Rak Lahoydeh, Vilele Lada Lashon Hara. The Zeh Zechirus might have been. There's no change that you said in the Torah of Ma'aseh Miriam when you said Mahidik Lecha. That's not included. But the Lecha, that word that he comes to that when he said Mahidik Lecha, that he had any habit that he had intended out of mind. What's in the Torah of God, but it's not. The Chiv of Chira of Nidhi Shesh Tzir is not a Chiv of Tzir. You don't have to. It's only, as long as you come to it, as long as your mind spirit, there's a Chir Balei, that's enough. You know, that's a Chiv of Shesh Tzir. As long as when you say Mahidik Lecha, you're thinking about Torah of Ma'aseh Miriam. And then you go through all the rest of the Torah of God. Comes out that the Maskirin is an economy, it doesn't have to be fair. As long as it's believed, that's enough.